They're moving seed wheat behind us, and Kim, we're in that time between harvest and planting. How are things looking with Oklahoma wheat right now?
Well, if you look at what normally happens with Oklahoma wheat in June, July, and August, we normally sell 50 to 60% of that wheat off, maybe even up to 70 some years. So producers are looking at when to move that. You go back to the price the last couple of weeks, we got a 45 cent price run up. Then we took about 40 cents off of it. That's the kind of volatility we're going to have. And to understand what's happening there, you got to go over to the Black Sea area of Russia, Ukraine, both in their early harvest. Russia's wheat's coming in 13 plus protein, maybe a little high. Russia sold wheat into Egypt, slightly higher, about 20 cents higher price. And so a lot's going on in the market, and a lot of decisions are being made. When do I sell my wheat, and how much wheat do I plant next year?
With the potential smaller corn crop coming up, is there potential for some of this wheat to be going into cattle production?
Well, it's a lot depends on what happens with this corn. You know, there's the big uncertainty on how many corn planted acres we got, big uncertainty on what is the crop condition of the corn, just how much corn will we produce. The market's all up in arms about that because nobody really knows until USDA comes out with their next report. So that creates uncertainty in the corn market. That also creates uncertainty in wheat. But if we can lose some corn production, we will move some wheat, and we need to move some wheat into that feed market. That'd be good for us.
And of course, soybeans are growing across the state right now. It's been a year since the tariffs with China were announced. How are we with not only the negotiations, but also the price?
Well, there's a lot of uncertainty there, but you know what I said about Russian selling that wheat in Egypt, higher price? Well, part of that was their transportation, ocean transportation, is about 4.5 cents a bushel less than it was a couple months ago. What we've seen because of the China deal, China has the lowest increase in their economy in 26 years. If you look around the world, a lot of product, is still in the warehouse. They say that there's excess transportation, both excess road transportation, rail transportation, and ocean transportation. So you got lower transportation rates. Well, that helps us move this stuff over to our overseas markets.
How long can Oklahoma producers expect this to go on financially?
Well, if you look at on the wheat production, you look at what the prediction is over the next 10 years, it's an average price of about $5 per bushel. So you're looking at relatively low prices for the next. Now, will it be $5? No.
Right.
It might average over that. That means we're going to have some low fours. We're going to probably have some high sixes, maybe even sevens in there. But if you can't produce wheat for $5 a bushel, you might ought to try to produce something else.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.